undeniable atmosphere of the national anthem starting off a Western Big Six boys basketball game tonight at Wharton Fieldhouse. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer, as we start off the Western Big Six season. And the Streaks will do so against old rival, the Moline Maroons. Always a great spirit to this game, Jim Lee, when these two teams get together. Of course, this one goes back years and years and years and years and years. You have to go all the way back to, whoops, that was the wrong sheet of paper. I don't want to talk about limestone history. I want to talk about Moline. Ah, there it is, right in front of me. Helps me if I open my eyes. This series dates all the way back to the 1911-12 season. So last year was the 100th year anniversary of this series, which Galesburg leads all time with 107 victories to 92. But since the 98 season, when the Silver Streaks swept three games from Moline in that great run when Galesburg went to the state championship game, it's been more Moline than it has the Silver Streaks. In fact, Galesburg has won only five times since the 98-99 season, twice in the 2011 season when they swept Moline in the Western Big Six season. Last year, the Maroons won both games, 67-44, right here at Wharton Field. That was at home. And then 56-52 later in the season here at Wharton Fieldhouse. And Jim, it's just kind of got a different feel here tonight. You got two young teams, two inexperienced teams in terms of conference play. You've got one starter on each side of the ball who's really had any substantial amount of time on the varsity level. You got a new head coach for Moline. So the feel of this one, just there's just a palpable difference in the atmosphere here tonight, it seems.
Well, and I think even the players on the court, there's not these rivalries that will develop with both of these being somewhat young teams in spots, although Moline does have some older players. They just haven't played that much.
Yeah.
Because of the Atwaters and the Lindauers and such that have dominated here for a few years. But, yeah, a lot of times you see Moline and Galesburg, you see two or three guys that have been, you know, battling each other since they were at Lombard and Edison and Churchill and what have you. Maybe not so much here. So not saying it's going to be a gentlemanly game, but maybe not quite as intense as it has been in years past.
No game in the Western Big Six is a gentleman's game, right? Now, Moline is big. We should mention they've got Derek Stabler and Josh Larson at 6'4", 6'7". A couple of seniors across the front line, along with Brandon Weiss, a 6'6", junior. Jake Vianney, a 6'6", senior. And Drew Owens, a 6-foot senior, who starts at the point, drives into the break, gets it into the left baseline. The shot is blocked, batted around, and the Silver Streaks' Marcus Ross comes up with the rebound for Galesburg. Into the front court, it's the same starting five for the Silver Streaks tonight. Cheeseman, Grant Gibson, who's the leading scorer in the Western Big Six Conference, coming in. He shots a three, and that one's off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Brandon Weiss for Moline. So both teams misfire on their opening possession. Galesburg sophomores lost tonight 60-42. Driving down the lane, now bringing it out into the middle of the lane. Top of the circle it goes. They swing it around right. Larson dips it back out. Top of the circle, free throw line extended. Now there's Owens driving down the lane, scoops it up with the left hand. Contact by Marcus Ross will be the first foul against the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, one thing you know about Galesburg this year, when they hit the court every night, I think you're going to get the same energy level at the start of the game. In years past, sometimes they're ready to play or not, but with Trevon Diggins and Carson Cheeseman and Grant Gibson, especially those three guys with their intensity, they're always going to, now whether their level of play is going to be that good or not, but their intensity and their effort is going to be there right from the get-go because they're warriors.
Now, one thing we should mention, and we did talk about it with Mike Reynolds in the pregame. Unfortunately, most of the interview didn't end up getting recorded, is we don't want Moline to get to the free throw line because they've been there a bunch, and Drew Owens hits his first two free throws of the game to put Moline on top, 2-0. We're just a minute in. Trevon Diggins to the top of the circle. Gibson fakes a three, steps inside the arc, and drains an 18-footer. We're tied at two. Nice fake to get the man up in the air, drawing the defense out, stepping inside for a better high percentage shot. Across half court comes Jed Wood. On the dribble, left side, into the baseline it goes. Stabler brings it back out. Now on the left wing it goes to Brandon Weiss. Back out it goes to Wood. He'll play the point for the time being. Inlet pass deflected by Carl. Goes right back out to Stabler. Now they swing it around to the outside. This is Wood with it. He got some playing time on the varsity level. Here's Owens double-teamed on the baseline and then throws it off Marcus Ross out of bounds, and Moline will hang on to it. From the baseline, Wood will throw the trigger. We're tied at two, not quite 2 minutes into this game. On the trigger, Wood from the left of his own basket, looking, cutting down through the lane, and we've got a foul called on Marcus Ross from the backside, as apparently he reached in and got Vianney from the backside. And that'll be the second foul very quickly on Marcus Ross. So he goes out, and Joe Williams comes into the game for the Silver Streaks, the 6'1 sophomore who was our crunch time player of the game. Made some big plays and a tough loss to Limestone last Saturday night. And the inlet pass deflected away again by Ryan Carl. He's had a couple of good denials on the interior.
Yeah, Marcus Ross can't be very happy that second foul of his. He got caught up at the top of the lane and ended up having to chase his man down the lane on the inbound. All he could do was grab him, and now he's got a seat next to Coach Reynolds.
So both of the early fouls in the game on Ross. Wood cut off at the top of the circle. Diggins got away with reaching around the backside of Owens, trying to get a steal. Now he gets lost in a screen. Owens drives, dumps it off. Pump fake under the basket. Bice missed it, and the ball deflected out of bounds. And apparently last touched. Ah, there we go, by Moline. Wow. Looked like there were a lot of white jerseys down there, and the official turns it the other direction. Mike Reynolds gives a look down to Matt Pogue on the bench as if, where'd that call come from? And then, as he had his back turned, he did not see the official send it the other direction. So Galesburg does get it back.
Moline can blame themselves, though. Owens did a nice job dropping it off. It was Vice that blew that one. The big guy was wide open underneath the basket and just missed it.
In the left corner, Joe Williams for three, a little bit short. Drew Owens with the weak side rebound for Moline. So Galesburg comes down, fires it up quickly. That's what they want to do in this game, get into an up-tempo game. Bounce pass to the right side near, and it is stolen away by Williams. Leads a two-on-three break, gives off to Gibson, lays it up, but a blocking foul called. Gibson made a nice, strong move to the basket. Was able to get himself free enough with the strength. It looked like he should have finished it off, but the foul allows him to get a couple of free throws here. They call that one on Brandon Weiss, his first.
Well, that official right in front of the I call them the Cameron crazies. I don't know what they call them, the Wharton wild men or something down there. They're all dressed up as hippies from the 70s with tie-dye on, and they really let the officials have it when they made the call on the foul.
Grant Gibson gives Galesburg its first lead of the game with his first free throw here. Again, Gibson coming in, having scored 123 points in the first five games of the year. He's the only Western Big Six Conference player who scored 100 points through the first Thanksgiving tournament weekend. And a quick pass down low. Good lead pass to Stabler, who banks it up and in, and we're tied at four, approaching the five-minute mark of quarter number one. First time the Streaks have played on the road this year. It's Moline's second home game, even though they were in Galesburg's Thanksgiving tournament last week, and they played Westinghouse Saturday night here at Wharton Fieldhouse, losing in a two-point game. Cheeseman on the outside, left alone, shoots a three, a little bit short. Carl reaches back for the rebound, bounces it over to Williams, drives inside, cut off, out to Gibson for three, good. Good ball movement by the Silver Streaks. Galesburg up three.
And a real nice job by Ryan Carl to save that possession with the offensive rebound, kicked it out. And Gibson, I tell you, he's got a funny-looking delivery, especially tonight. That shot is a side-spinning release. I didn't think that was going in, but somehow it found its way in.
Foul away from the ball will go against Moline. That is first turnover, Jim, I've
second.
Got.
Second.
4:25 to go in the first quarter. It's an illegal screen set away from the ball and the second foul of the game.
Yeah, we heard
that's the first foul of the game on Jake Vianney.
Heard Coach Jeff Schimmel talking in the pregame for Moline. One of their problems has been taking care of the basketball in those games of the Thanksgiving tournament at Galesburg.
Carl draws a defense, skips it out to Williams, gives it right back to Ryan, cutting down the lane. Two Moline defenders reach in, knock it loose, and Galesburg will hang on to it on the alternating possession.
Of course, you know, when you're playing the likes of Westinghouse and Englewood and some of those teams, you figure you're going to have a few more turnovers.
Limestone.
Than you might have against other opponents.
On the inbounds, Cheeseman on the baseline, into Williams in the near corner. Joe picks up his dribble. Now Gibson with it, drives to the top of the circle over to Diggins. Left corner, Cheeseman. Here comes the double team, trying to dribble out of it, goes to the baseline, and then wisely throws it off Brandon Weiss out of bounds. Elsewhere in the Western Big Six Conference tonight, Quincy battling United Township. Rock Island opens the conference season against Alleman at Augustana. We're halfway through the first quarter here. Streaks lead Moline 7-4. Gibson in the lane. Carl tries to get it back out to Cheeseman. Bad pass, deflected away. Silver Streaks turn it over. Wood will bring it up from the backcourt, the 6-foot senior for Moline. Cut off at the volleyball line. Gives it right side. Backdoor cut to Owens. Stopped along the baseline. Back up with it on the right hand. Banks it in. Got caught under the basket. Stepped away from it. And just sort of flipped it up over Trevon Diggins and got the bank shot. Moline within one. Here's Diggins with it on the left side. Here's Williams. Right corner for three. In and out. Weak side rebound. Gibson tips it to himself. Puts it back up and in.
Well, the bona fide scorer is getting it done for the Silver Streaks.
Gibson with all nine of the Silver Streaks points for a three-point lead. 3:10 to go. Driving left side. Owens cut off. Ball deflected away. Diggins with the steal. Leads the break. Draws contact. Misses the layup. No foul called. And the rebound to Wood for Moline. Trevon leaned in trying to initiate the contact, trying to get a three-point play possibility, and he didn't even get the shot down or the foul either way.
It seems like he let himself get a little too far into the basket before he released the ball, and now here's a turnover the other way by the Maroons.
Bad pass out high by Vianney, trying to find Vice along the baseline, and Vice is big at 6'6", but Vianney threw it a good foot and a half over his head.
Well, Moline's gone to the zone defense. It's looks like a 1-2-2 a lot of the time. But it still looks like they're going to let Trevon and Carson shoot anything they want at the three-point line until they prove that they need to come out and guard them. And we've seen both of the guys think about a shot. I think Carson took one. But
yes, he did.
They've been hesitant.
Here's Trevon driving. This time he does draw contact and a reach-in foul on the arm. I believe that'll be on Devin Struble, a 5'9 senior who just checked into the game for Moline. That is foul number one on him. Three team fouls on Moline. 2:28 to go in the first quarter. Here comes Ethan Meeker into the game for the Silver Streaks. Again, sophomores lost tonight in their opener 60-42. Trevon's first free throw is good. And he's in the scoring books. First Silver Streak other than Grant Gibson to score tonight.
What Trevon did there will make any coach mad that's playing his own defense. He just went right down the right side of the lane all the way to the basket, pretty much uncontested. So Coach Jeff Schimmel, I'm sure, not very happy about that sequence.
Diggins at the line, already shot 26 free throws this season. Second one up, and that's off the back of the rim. Rebound, Meeker had a hand on it. But Stabler, the bigger player, deflected it to himself along the baseline. 10-6, Galesburg by 4, 2:20 to go, first quarter. Left side, Owens for 3 from the wing, drains it. Owens hasn't missed a shot here in the early going. It's 10-9, Silver Streaks back up by 1. Mike Reynolds barking to his bench saying, how can you let Owens, the one guy we can't let shoot the ball, get wide open like that? Here's Diggins at the top of the circle, just to the right of the arc. Now skips it left side into the corner. Williams picks up his dribble. He'll loft it back out to Gibson. Quick bullet pass to Carl along the baseline. Dribbles once, has it stripped on the way up. Stolen away by Moline. Here come the Maroons into the front court. Owens pulls it up. Now quick pass down the lane. Pump fake on the baseline. Up over Carl, too strong. Grant Gibson with a weak side rebound. Vianney forced himself to alter the shot. Here's Gibson from the top of the circle, hits a three, and Grant with 12 in the game now.
Wow.
And the Silver Streaks lead 13-9.
This is really something. I mean, Gibson, what a scorer he's become. And we thought, well, maybe it's just because he was down at the home gymnasium to start the season. He was really comfortable. How will he play up here at a tough place to shoot? He just picked up where he left off. He is playing with so much confidence.
Quick three from the left wing. That one is good by Jake Vianney. And I believe that's just a two. That pulls Moline to within two at 13-11. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Keep you updated on the other Western Big Six games as the scores start to come in. Here's Gibson driving and a reach-in foul calls. He's stripped just inside the free throw line. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Maroons here. Little hack on the arm and Gibson driving to the basket. They are going to say he was in the act of shooting. Thought they might say he still had the ball on the floor, but not so. Grant will get two free throws. He comes into this game 74% from the free throw line. That one rattles in and out. He's 2 for 3 from the line in this first quarter.
And it becomes even more impressive when you become a marked man like Grant is now.
Yep.
The premier scorer on the team by far. The other team knows that they practice to try and shut him down all week, and then he comes out here and puts up a 12 spot in the first quarter.
Make it 13 as he makes a second free throw. And credit to the rest of the Streaks, too, because you got to set some screens and you got to do some things away from the ball to allow Grant to get some open shots, and they've done that well here in the first quarter. Tyson Parks into the game for the Silver Streaks, joining Meeker, Diggins, Gibson, and Williams on the floor. Backdoor cut, nice look. Wood just completely lost Joe Williams
sure
out on the right wing, And that was an easy layup for the senior. Pulls Moline back within one at 14-13. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Diggins swings it right. Meeker got a brief look at it. He passed up the shot from the wing. Back out to Diggins. Penetrates. Skips it left corner. Williams back out to Gibson. Drives. In the lane. Shovels it up off the back of the rim. Rebound batted around. Out of bounds. Moline couldn't hang on to it. Streaks get it back.
And that was Tyson Parks, who was able to not grab the ball, but he went up between two Maroons, kept it alive. Then it goes out of bounds off them. So really, Parks doesn't get anything in the stat sheet for that, but he made the play happen.
And maybe the Streaks can hold for the last shot now. Down 20 seconds to go. 14-13 is the Silver Streaks lead. Here at Wharton Fieldhouse, conference opener, first road game for these two inexperienced teams, but Galesburg on the road for the first time. Williams steps inside the arc, shoots it with 17 seconds, knocks it down with 5 seconds to go. Moline with time. They get it inbound with 1.5 seconds, and all Drew Owens can do is heave it from three-quarter court. 3-point Galesburg lead after one, 16-13. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This Christmas, WGIL has your shopping all done. All you have to do is listen for the cue to call for a chance to play Pick a Present. Choose two numbers, and if the presents match, you'll win that present. Our contest starts December 3rd on WGIL.
Moline with the ball to start the second quarter, driving in from the right side. Big rejection by Tyson Parks, out of bounds. Back to Moline as they get it back. Boy, Tyson is so quick on that elevation.
Yeah, he catches them off guard. I don't, until you've played against Tyson, you don't realize how quickly he can get up. And his long arms, he can play much bigger than his size.
Brandon Weiss into a double team, can't get the roll, and then the deflection is his momentum took him to the weak side, came right to him on the rebound, and he puts it back up and in. Streaks defended it well, but he just knifed between two defenders, and he was able to get fortunate on the carom on the rebound for the putback. 1-point Galesburg lead. Here's Meeker, sidesteps the defender, 3-pointer in and out. And Owens on the weak side for the rebound, leads the break for Moline the other direction, trying to regain the lead here. Moline was up 2-0 early. That's their only lead of the game. Trying to get it back here, down one, just turned away in the second quarter at Wharton Fieldhouse. Get to some first quarter statistics here when we get a break in the action. Devin Struble, left side over to Jed Wood for the Maroons and the home white. Now right side, Struble with it, on the wing. Inlet pass intended for Owens, batted away from the backside by Diggins, but deflected back to Wood for Moline. Now Struble with it back between the circles for the Maroons. Passes right side over to Brandon Weiss. The 6'6 junior on the outside. Galesburg wouldn't mind keeping him on the outside. Parks all over him. Now he does get the bounce pass away to Wood. Wood drives down left side. Parks comes over with a help side, and they dump it off for the lay-in to Weiss. Moline back on top, 17-16.
Combination of good patience by Moline and really good defense by Galesburg right up until where we broke down a little bit. Nice pass across the lane. Drew Parks over to try and get the shooter, and he drops it off for an easy layup for Weiss.
Diggins reverses the pass back behind him to Grant Gibson, draws a double team over to Trevon. Thought about putting it on the floor. Now over to Grant. Long three, in and out and in again. Just rattled around and dropped through. And how about Grant Gibson now with 16 points in the game? And the Streaks back on top, 19-17. Under 6 minutes to go, first half. At the top of the circle, Wood. Williams all over him, gets the pass away to Struble. He'll back up toward half court, now trying to dribble past Meeker. Ethan sticks with him. Bounce pass, looks like Owens held Trevon Diggins a little bit. Deflected pass in the lane, batted around. Moline comes up with it. And then Owens draws contact. Meeker coming along the baseline. Went flying into the air, And then Owens just sort of ducked under him and threw the ball up toward the basket, knowing he's going to get a couple of free throws with Ethan about to land on him.
Now, something Moline has always done a little bit better than other teams in the conference, I thought, is interior passing. From the time they're young, they seem to always make the cross-the-lane pass and able to find a teammate that's open and draw the defense one way and go the other. And even though this Moline team doesn't have a lot of experience, you can see that program mentality, I think, paying off here for them.
Owens, 83% from the free throw line coming into this game, has made all three of his attempts. For 8 points on the night, seven in the first quarter, second one off the back of the rim. And then Gibson briefly lost the handle on the rebound, then controls it for the Silver Streaks. He has three boards in this game already. 19-18, Galesburg by one, under 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Williams right corner, a little bit low on the arc on the three-pointer from the corner. Owens with the weak side rebound. Leads the break into the front court. And a quick shot for three at the other end. Puts Moline back on top, 21-19.
Yeah, Jed Wood gets it down from the deep corner. That was a quick release.
And Wood has five in the game now. Moline matching their biggest lead of the night. Biggins on the dribble top of the circle. Draws the defense, reverses it back to Williams on the wing. Joe looking to pass it away, does so. Diggins over to Gibson. Got an open look. That one's off the front of the rim. Weak side rebound, Williams, and he gets fouled on the putback. I believe they'll... And that one, that'll be number two.
Silver Streak's doing a nice job on the offensive glass. That's our fourth offensive rebound.
Nice.
Williams able to get that. He didn't let himself get sucked too far underneath the basket, and the long carom off the miss by Gibson. He was in good position, and he hits the first free throw.
Joe Williams with three in the game now to go along with a basket in the first quarter. 21-20, Galesburg back within one now. 4:50 to go in the first half. Foul of the game. Second on Brandon Weiss. Fifth team foul on the Maroons. Williams hits both. We're tied again. Has all the makings of a conference game here in the early going, doesn't it? Good battle. Neither team is led by more than three here in the early going. Quick pass down low. Wood misses the runner from the low blocks and then fouled on the putback. Tanner Logan went up with it and got drilled after the offensive rebound. And that'll be the fifth team foul on Galesburg. They'll whistle that one on Joe Williams, his first.
Speaks pretty well for the Streaks' potential in the future, though. We got freshmen and two sophomores out on the court, and Moline doesn't have anybody below a junior in their whole varsity roster. So we're hanging right there with them with an underclassman team. Of course, I don't think it's good enough if you ask the players to hang in there. They want to win this game.
Absolutely. Second one by Logan, no. And then he takes the rebound over the top of Grant Gibson and then fouled from the backside.
That's awful.
I think they're going to get Marcus Ross. Yeah, Grant got, there's a lot of contact there going over there. And that's exactly what Mike Reynolds is barking to the official about. Logan came in after his missed rebound, went over the top of Grant Gibson to pull down his own offensive rebound. And now he's back at the line shooting two after the second foul, back-to-back on Joe Williams. First free throw up and off the back of the rim twice, three times, and then falls away for a miss.
Well, Mike Reynolds he's getting his message across with the officials.
And I don't blame him.
The old Mike Reynolds probably would have had a technical on that one, but he's choosing his moments a little more now, I think.
22-21, Moline by one, second free throw by Logan on the way. It's up and good. So Logan with 2 points in the game, both from the free throw line. It's a two-point Moline lead, 23-21. Josh Larson in for the Maroons. The ooh you might have heard from the student section is Drew Owens back into the game for Moline. Diggins dribbles out of a double team and a blocking foul called on Wood as he didn't give Diggins enough room dribbling up the near sideline. That's 16 fouls on Moline with 4:35 to go first half. So the next one puts Galesburg at the free throw line for the rest of the first half. Carson Cheeseman back in, joining Meeker. Carl's back into the game for the Silver Streaks as Ross was in briefly, but he's playing with two fouls, so Coach Mike Reynolds got him back on the bench quickly. Skip pass out high. Diggins jumping through the lane. Left corner, Gibson pulls up, steps inside the arc. Missed it. Long rebound out to Gravon. Drives, blocked, rebound knocked around. Now Gibson takes it away. His putback is well short. Again, Diggins takes the rebound away and gets bumped trying to take it on the far corner and gets called, or rather a defensive foul called on Moline, knocking him out of bounds. And the Streaks got three offensive rebounds out of that, and now they're going to get a one and bonus at the free throw line.
Whew. That's why this team is able to hang in ball games, because what we lack in polish offensively, we can at least somewhat make up for in just determination and hustle, and that was all about just hard work there.
Diggins to the free throw line, makes the first one. And after all that, you'd like to see them get some points from the free throw line, because they'll certainly earn it here. Two points in the game for Trevon Diggins. Two of three from the line. Now two of four as he missed it. Comes flying through, and then good block out by Tanner Logan to corral that rebound before Diggins could get a hand on it. So Galesburg still down one. Owens with a quick three at the other direction. Twice off the back of the rim, and then pops in and out for the missed three. Ethan Meeker with a rebound, leads the break. He draws contact from Owens. Falls down, lost the handle on it on the floor. Moline comes up with it and calls timeout. So they forced a Galesburg turnover. A lot of contact on Ethan Meeker, which forced him to the deck. And we'll go ahead and take this opportunity to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL, Jim, for riding our transportation tonight.
It wasn't just transportation
tonight. No, it wasn't.
That really sells this one short. The folks out at Galesburg Nissan, kind enough to put us in the sportiest ride we've ever had, I think, in our years doing this. A 2010 370Z Roadster. Touring car. I don't know. We're not cool enough to ride in this car, but we're doing it anyway. It's a one owner. Jeff Klink told me it just got traded in today. It's certified pre-owned vehicle, a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, or 60-month financing, 1.9%. And it's a kind of a charcoal gray, and it's a lot of fun. So we're going to have it the next couple of days. We're going to Metamora tomorrow night as well. And then maybe you can give Jeff and company a call on Monday and buy this off their hands.
Have to wrestle the key away from us. Nice drive from the left side. Good look by Owens, but then Moline couldn't finish. Derek Stabler missed the shot. Diggins with the rebound. Leads the break to the other end. And Galesburg regains the lead now at 24-23. Trevon's activity has really picked up in this game. He was kind of picking out his moments early on, but now that he's broken a sweat, he's become very aggressive here on the floor. At the top of the circle, Wood loses his man. Hesitation drive and a block by Carl, knocked out of bounds. Moline will hang on to it.
Well, we've caught a break with Trevon, because I feel like he probably ought to have two more fouls than he has. He's got had the one early you mentioned that didn't get called. And then down here when he went in after that free throw, that's one that a lot of times you're going to get whistled on,
yep,
too, and he didn't. So his aggressiveness has been all right, because they haven't blown the whistle on him.
On the inbound, they skip it back out high, and the long 18-footer is too strong off the back of the rim, and Cheeseman steps in front of Stabler to come up with the rebound. Into the front court, Silver Streaks by one, trying to build on the lead. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. On the right side, Diggins. Inlet pass to Carl. Draws the defense, dribbles out of it, skips it back out to Cheeseman. Left corner, Grant Gibson drives baseline, puts it up. Looks like somebody got him on the arm, but the rebound deflected back to him, and he hits a 15-footer.
That's one thing about Grant. He's going to continue to keep after it. Even if he misses a couple of shots, he's got that confidence that he's going to get it in the basket eventually, and he did right there.
26-23, Streaks by three, 2.5 minutes to go, and Carl going for a steal, battling Vianney way out high, picks up his first foul. And that is the sixth team foul on Galesburg, first of the game on Ryan Carl.
Now, Carl and Vianney, I mean, you look at them from the back, and I mean, they're almost identical. Exact same height.
Yep.
Exact same build. So it's no surprise those two are pretty evenly matched.
Quick pass down low, and Vianney can't finish that shot from the low blocks, and the rebound pops out to Grant Gibson. He has got six boards in this game to go along. Well, I'm going to hold it. Here's a three, and that one's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Carson Cheeseman briefly had a handle on it. Now he gets on the floor. Carl's on the floor on a tie-up called. And the held possession, I think, favors Galesburg.
Great hustle as usual from Carson Cheeseman, who's not afraid to go to the floor. And he was the first one down there. Looked like he was going to try and get up and head to the basket with it. Then he got tied up. All this action right in front of that frenzy of Moline students up in the bleachers on the one end.
Finish the thought. Grant Gibson has 18 here in the first half for the Silver Streaks. He comes in averaging 24.5 a game. And he's already got 18 in the first half. Galesburg by three, 2:10 to go first half. Meeker, Diggins, right back to Ethan. Saw an opening, took it strong, and banks it in.
Pretty good. He got pushed on that, too, and was
sure
still
did.
Able to keep his balance. They didn't call it. and kept his concentration to get it off the glass.
Biggest lead for Galesburg, 28-23 on a 7-0 run. Under 2 minutes to play, second quarter. Wood on the dribble for Moline. Between the circles out high, right side over to Devin Struble. Now he dribbles around the screen. Meeker fights through it. Then he runs into his own man down the lane, and Struble frees up for the left-handed runner. 28-25. Silver Streaks by three with the ball. 90 seconds to go, first half. Gibson left corner. Cheeseman, now Diggins on the outside. Right back to Carson on the left elbow. Gets it inlet to Ryan Carl. Baby hook rolls through. First basket and the first shot of the game for Ryan Carl. Silver Streaks back up by five.
Now, Carl had one chance in the first quarter. I didn't think he went up strong enough and got rejected. That time, he kept the defender at bay and used the one hand. If he could get that shot down even half the time, that would be very effective.
On the outside, right side, it goes to Struble, who just hit a runner, now knocks down a three from the right corner. So he did it inside down the last trip down the court. Now he does it from the outside to pull Moline within two. 30-28, under a minute to go, first half.
Until Moline's on their home court, they're shooting it much better than what we saw down in Galesburg last weekend.
Skip pass into the right corner to Gibson. He's covered up. He'll swing it back out. Cheeseman, left corner, Meeker, wide open. A little bit short. And the rebound on the floor to Ryan Carl. And a foul on the arm as Vianney went up strong for it. Looked like he took it away from his own teammate.
Yep, sure did.
That freed up the ball for Ryan Carl to sneak in and get the rebound. And now he's going to get a one and bonus here after the reach-in foul on the arm by Jed Wood.
We got Moline fans on both sides of us very frustrated about that turn of events, because you called it exactly right, Brad. They had two big guys up there. They both grabbed it, slammed it on the floor, and then Carl was there to pick up the garbage.
Now, Carl, only his fifth free throw attempt of the season. He's 2 for 4 coming in, so he's got to knock some down here, and that one's off the back of the rim. Hangs on the front of the rim, drops off, rebound Brandon Weiss for Moline. So the Silver Streaks lead stays at 30-28, 30 seconds to go. Struble penetrates left side, drives past two defenders, missed the layup, and then the rebound tipped back out to Moline, who will hang on to it. Now nearly batted away. They save it into the right corner. Maroon's still with it. Struble gets it back out to Wood. Now they want to hold for the last shot, it looks like. Struble with it.
Trevon Diggins on Owens. He knows that's where they probably want to go.
Down to 8 seconds to go. Right corner, Wood trying to sidestep his man. Cut off in the free throw line.
Trevon.
Diggins takes it away from Owens. Leads the break for three at the buzzer. A little bit too strong, and we're at halftime. Galesburg by two, 30-28 over Moline. When we come back on the halftime show, we'll run through the individual stats, the team numbers for the Silver Streaks and both teams, and talk things over with the Galesburg coaching staff when they come out of the locker room. Galesburg 30, Moline 28. At the break, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Turns out, saying things like, "Wouldn't it be great if," and "remember when we were able to," were just a big waste of time. See, our bodies were having trouble keeping up with our spirits, so we thought we would have to give up the things we enjoyed. That was until we discovered Handy Van. Now we're saying things like, "Let's do lunch."
Your life may be different because of a temporary or permanent disability, but that certainly shouldn't hold you back. Allow us to take you and your friends to and from your leisurely lunch. Stop by our office in the community center for details. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
This is the sound of a Dr. Pepper being dispensed from a McDonald's soda fountain. Listen carefully as we scientifically enhance the audio. The one-of-a-kind taste of an icy cold Dr. Pepper from McDonald's just naturally refreshes your spirits. And here is the sound of discovering it's just a dollar. Get any size soft drink or sweet tea at McDonald's for just $1. The simple joy of living loud. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only for a limited time.
Colder months are soon approaching, and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross with Mel Foster Company, making it happen. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Been a good first half here at Wharton Fieldhouse. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer. It's the Silver Streaks lead Moline at the break. 30-28 at halftime. Been a good first half to watch, Jim.
Yeah, very much up and down. They talked about how Moline was maybe not as good a transition as they've been in years past, but part of that's because of their makeup. They've got some tall guys. They want to utilize that height more so than get it out and go. But, you know, they've thrown over the top of us a couple of times and got some baskets, and then they have shown patience a few times getting the shot that they wanted. So Moline's been better offensively than what I saw in Galesburg.
Yes.
But on the other hand, you know, again, we've really just picked up where we left off playing down at home. I was afraid we'd come up here and maybe get a little shell-shocked on the road with a young team, but especially with Grant Gibson leading the way and then all the other guys filling in here and there. We're playing good basketball. It's anybody's game, though, at the break, certainly at 30-28.
Let's take a look at the first half statistics as our halftime show continues. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Jim, let's start with the team numbers.
Things are very much similar elsewhere as they are on the scoreboard. Pretty close ball game. Galesburg 10 out of 26 from the field, 38%. And Moline is 10 of 22 on their home court at 45%. Maroons have knocked down a couple of three-pointers, as have the Silver Streaks, but the percentage of threes not very good, as Brad will get to here in just a minute. A little rebounding edge for Galesburg right now. We show an 18-16 on the glass, and interestingly, Galesburg has more rebounds on the offensive end than on the defensive side. The Silver Streaks able to get some second chances. Again, Moline having a little communication problem down there probably has allowed us to have a few of those second chances too. But if you're scrapping and putting yourself in position and going after the ball, you're in a position to take advantage of those opportunities, and I think that's been our case. Turnover's not too bad.
No.
For as much action as we've seen here, Moline's got five turnovers. Silver Streaks with just three at the break, and each team had only one turnover in that hotly contested second quarter.
Also, first half numbers from the team standpoint. Moline has taken only three three-pointers in the first half, and they made them all. 3 for 3 from behind the arc, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks, on the other hand, 2 of 12 from three-point range. So up two, you know, you knock down a couple more of those, this lead opens up a little more quickly, but not so far. Galesburg also 7 of 11 from the free throw line. So how often do you go to Wharton Fieldhouse and actually outshoot them from the free throw line? But again, it's just the first half. We don't want to get too excited here that things are going to keep going. But
well, and we were shooting into the student body that time,
right,
too, and that's usually the harder basket to shoot at. So
yep,
that works in our favor as we look towards the second half. And so things are set up pretty well for us, but we still got to play a good half of basketball to get a Big Six road win.
Our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. When we come back here on the halftime show, we will run through the individual scoring numbers for both teams. We'll talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Galesburg 30, Moline 28 at the half at Wharton Fieldhouse. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As of January 1st, e-cycling drop-off, the recycling program for large clunky electronic appliances, will no longer be available at Galesburg Transit. After the first of the year, items may be directly taken to Waste Management, located at 1360 South Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg Transit will still accept your used motor oil to recycle it as fuel to heat the bus garage. You can drop off used motor oil at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, this is Pam Gaither from WGIL. The Bushnell VFW Ladies Auxiliary offers a craft show on Sunday from 9 to 4. Find beautiful Christmas decorations, purses, homemade candy, and more, plus homemade vegetable beef soup and chicken and noodles. Get more info at WGIL.com.
We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly clear with areas of fog after midnight tonight, low of 37. Tomorrow, areas of fog in the morning, cloudy with a high of 58. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of showers, overnight low of 52. Sunday, sunny with a high of 63. Sunday night, cloudy with a low of 52. And Monday, cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, high of 65. Monday night, showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms, overnight low of 45. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 48 WGIL.
The GHS girls basketball team will have a tough non-conference battle with the Dunlap Eagles tomorrow afternoon at John Field Gym. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame at 1:10 on WGIL.
Halftime here at Wharton Fieldhouse. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Silver Streaks lead Moline in the Western Big Six Conference opener for both teams. It's 30-28, Silver Streaks by 2 at the half. Let's go down sideline. Jim Lee is with Steve Cheeseman.
All right, at halftime, Coach, pretty good position, up by 2 on the road. We were afraid maybe the team would get a little shell-shocked up here, but they seem to hold their confidence.
No, our guys have really kept their poise. They've stayed focused. We're trying to play with a purpose. We want the game to be up-tempo. I thought we did that for the most part. We want to make it more so, especially on the offensive end on a miss by them. We've contained their two scores pretty well. A kid hit a shot that hasn't hit a shot yet this year, and that's good for them. That stuff's going to happen. We like where we are. We've got to go ahead and continue to play good basketball and continue to push tempo, be aggressive. We want to carry the play here, not be the reactors. We want to be proactive here.
Grant Gibson, another big first half, but it seemed like as the half wore on, we were distributing a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, we used our pass fakes better. We got a rhythm going with our passes. We kept our good spacing on that. We got the ball inside, and Ryan did a good job of passing out of that. So as the half went on, it did get better.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman for joining us here on the Halftime Show, brought to you by Craddy Insurance and Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Run through the rest of the individual scoring numbers here. Drew Owens leads Moline with 8 points, 7 of those coming in the first quarter. Jed Wood and Devin Struble each finished with 5 in the first half. Brandon Weiss with 4. Jake Vianney, Tanner Logan, and Derek Stabler each had 2 for the Moline Maroons. For the Silver Streaks, as Jim just mentioned, 18 for Grant Gibson there in the first half. 18 of the Silver Streaks, 30 points. Trevon Diggins and Joe Williams each with 4. Ryan Carl and Ethan Meeker each had 2 for the Silver Streaks. A couple of scores to give you from around the Western Big Six in the first quarter. Rock Island has a big lead over Alamut at Augustana Fieldhouse, 18-7. And Quincy leads United Township in the first quarter 13-3. So no real big surprises there. And it's a tight one. No big surprise here either, with the Silver Streaks on top of the Maroons by 2, getting ready to start the second half. Moline will have the ball. Owens, Wood, Stabler, Weiss, and who am I missing? Vianney to start the second half. You might remember Weiss picked up 2 fouls in the first half. That slowed him down for the Maroons. It'll be the same starting 5 for the Silver Streaks, as Marcus Ross went to the bench early with 2 fouls for the Silver Streaks. He's back on the floor. And now Trevon Diggins gets called for a reach-in, I guess a reach-in from the backside. He got around Owens cleanly on the left, but I'm guessing they're getting him for an arm in the back, even though the close official here said he didn't hack him on the arm, but that's what the official indicated.
Of course, Trevon got the steal at the end of the half that denied Owens the shot and tried to pick it off right there again. Now we've got a foul. Did they get Trevon again?
I think they did.
My goodness.
And the official is over to say something quickly to him as Trevon looked over to the Galesburg bench and just reached his hands down on the floor. He didn't really slap the floor, but he put his hands down hard on the floor. And the official came over and said something to him quickly. Now Owens triple-teamed under the basket, dishes it back out, and the three-pointer goes over the back of the rim, drops back down, and then Drew Owens over the backside gets called for hacking. And, well, we got three fouls already in the first 20 seconds of the second half. And as much as the officials let them play, if this is what the second half is going to be, it's going to be as unenjoyable to watch this half as the first half was enjoyable to watch.
Well, it was the intensity at the point guard spot. Of course, we mentioned Diggins twice, and then the other time it was Owens going the back over the back of Diggins trying to get the rebound there. So I was glad they at least called that to balance things out a little bit.
Gibson caught on a double team, gets it out to Trevon, drives inside. Ross scoops it back out to Carson Cheeseman behind it. 7:15 to go. We're just underway in the third quarter. Galesburg with the ball by two. Here's Trevon for three. Ooh, in and out. Was on the money. And then now somehow Gibson gets the offensive rebound, steps to the basket and lays it in. He's got 20.
He's got such good hands.
I didn't even see him in there. I don't know how he got that rebound.
He snuck in there and just grabbed the thing off the floor. And where other guys might fumble it or be hesitant.
And a five-second call on the opposite side. Good defense by Ryan Carl all over the Moline ball handler on the far side. That's a sixth turnover on the Maroons. 32-28, Galesburg by four. Their lead has been as big as five tonight. Moline is led by no more than two. Here's Carl at the free throw line. Steps right, gets it back out. Left corner, it goes to Marcus Ross. Marcus Saddle out of that first half with two fouls. He'd like to get involved in the scoring. Now he gets a distribution from Trevon Diggins. Out of control, throws it away. Contact in the lane with Brandon Weiss. No foul called, but Diggins knocked off balance through a lead pass that led Marcus Ross too much, and he couldn't catch up to it. And so I got that only the fourth turnover for the Streaks this game, Jim. Is that right?
Yep. Neither team's had very many, and then right there they traded turnovers.
On the outside, Brandon Weiss with it. Gets it left side over to Stabler. Now he starts to dribble. Got away with a high dribble there on the wing. Reverses directions back to Vianney, who now gives the give and go to Owens. Stolen away by Diggins. Leading the break all the way. Puts it up and in. And a blocking foul. Marcus Ross was leading a screen down the floor. But then Vianney accelerated around Marcus. It was too late, though, as Grant got to the basket. Had a chance at a three-point play.
And it all started again with Trevon Diggins cutting off the passing lane as they were trying to get it to Owens. Trevon got in the way. We were off on the break, and Grant Gibson again finishes well. A lot of guys don't make that shot, but he's strong enough and gets a good quality shot up even in traffic.
22 points for Grant. 23 as the free throw creeps over the front of the rim and drops through. It's 35-28, biggest lead of the night for Galesburg. Gibson has all five of the Streaks' points here in the third quarter, and again, 23 of their 35 for the game.
Gibson handles the crowd well, too. He ran back, and that student body for Moline was giving him a hard time. He just looked at him and laughed. And, you know, he's got that ability to, I think, maybe take that and build off of it. Some guys get disturbed by it. I think Grant thrives on that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you've really got to live for something like that. All right, 7-point Galesburg lead, but still just underway in the third quarter. We're just under 6 minutes to go, 35-28. Lead pass, and boy, hacking all over the place. Weiss got a step to the basket. Defended from the front. Marcus Ross got him from the backside, and they are going to call Gibson. That's just his first foul of the game. Gibson got him first. Marcus definitely got him from the backside, but Grant got him first. Into the free throw line goes Brandon Weiss. His first free throw attempt of the night. He is 9 of 12 on the season, and he makes the first one.
Weiss is far and away the biggest kid on the floor. Not necessarily in height. He's 6'6", but he's got much broader shoulders. He's not really heavy, but he's just a bigger bodied, more of a square build, and he's the one guy that once he gets it down low, it's pretty hard to stop him.
Spins the second one through as well. Weiss with six in the game. Those are Moline's first points of the second half. It's 35-30. Galesburg by five. Now the Maroons put on the full court press. 5:47 to go, third quarter. Cheeseman inbounds to Williams, who's just come into the game. The trap comes in the corner. He passes it out to Diggins, who leads the break up court. Gibson drives baseline, pump fakes, puts it in.
And even Weiss at 6'6", as big as he is, couldn't stop Gibson from scoring, and he's 6'2". It's just amazing how he's able to get shots off. He just got such good body control on a court sense.
5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Grant Gibson already with his per-game scoring average of 25 tonight. A lob from Owens, and he overthrew Bice, who somehow chased it down and then threw it away, trying to get it out to Wood in the corner. That's the eighth turnover by Moline, and the Maroons call timeout. 5:16 to go in the third quarter. This is a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 37-30 streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The GHS girls basketball team will have a tough non-conference battle with the Dunlap Eagles tomorrow afternoon at John Thiel Gym. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame at 1:10 on WGIL.
Here at Wharton Field now, it's 5:16 to go third quarter. Silver Streaks with the ball. 37-30 is the Galesburg lead coming out of the full Moline timeout. You heard Tom mention the Galesburg girls game. Galesburg boys play tomorrow night. They will be on the road again. So the girls' game play in the afternoon at Thiel. Galesburg boys at Metamora tomorrow night. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Inlet pass to Carl. Driving down the left side of the lane. Backs his way in. Baby Hook flips it up. Short. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Moline. Galesburg gets it back on the dead ball rebound.
Well, when you said he throws it up, that was a pretty good description. His other hook shot was more of a true shot that he made in the first half. That one he just kind of lofted up there and the result looked like it.
Here's Gibson in the lane. Fade away with a runner with a right hand. A little bit too strong. Rebound out to Diggins. Drives, lays it up short. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touched by whom? Is Galesburg going to get it back again? I thought Williams got up there and got a hand on it, but Galesburg will keep it here.
Yeah, again, just a testament to the way these Silver Streaks stick with it.
That's five rebounds on the game for Trevon Diggins, who tries to thread a pass, ill-advised, into the lane for Gibson, and Moline steals it away. Into the front court, Struble. Now left side it goes over to Drew Owens on the wing. He'll bring it back out to Struble, a 5'9 senior. Stocky player, but quick at a point guard spot. Tanner Logan on the outside. Now Bice with it between the circles. Carl comes out, defends him. Pass away to Wood. Now Struble back between the circles at the volleyball line. Driving on Williams, leans into him. No call as he cleared him out a little bit. Approaching the four-minute mark of the third quarter. Good defense by the Streaks on this possession. Mike Reynolds leading them on from the sidelines. Owens backs up to half court. Diggins gives him a little bit of room. Owens passes right side over to Wood, right in front of the Moline bench and first-year head coach Jeff Simmel. Now on the left side, Wood. Or rather, Owens drives baseline. Thought maybe he stepped on the end line. Missed the shot and the rebound to Diggins, who has six boards in the game now.
Terrific defensive sequence that time for the Silver Streaks. Moline worked it, worked it, worked it, and had to settle for a wild shot.
Ryan Carl driving to the right side. Overthrows the basket. Gibson with the offensive putback. That's a little bit too strong. Now into the hands of Williams with a fadeaway. That one is short. And the rebound by Bice for Moline. Streaks got three cracks at it. No points. At the other end, quick lead pass into Logan's hands. Trying to up and under Carson Cheeseman. Now out to Devin Struble. Streaks had a chance to get twice now to get the lead to nine. Have come away empty both times. Once on a turnover. That time, three misses on the offensive end. Top of the circle, Bice. Tried a backdoor pass to Owens, who got shielded and cut off by Diggins, and Moline throws it away.
Yeah, again, that's all Trevon Diggins, who's given Owens a lot of trouble. They're trying to get him the ball. They tried the backdoor cut that time, didn't fool Trevon. They throw the ball. Well, Owens isn't there because Trevon's in the way. Great job by Diggins on defense.
3 minutes to play, third quarter. Silver Streaks back on offense with that seven-point lead, trying to build on it. It's their biggest lead of the night. And they're trying to extend it here. Gibson down the right side. Sidesteps a man. Draws contact. Gets a shot falling down from the baseline. No foul. But he gets the shot down anyway. And the Streaks are up 9. 39-30. They have outscored the Maroons 9-2 in this third quarter. On the right side, Owens in the corner. Skip pass left over to Bice. Into the corner. Quick three by Wood. And he rattles it through.
That was probably the biggest shot of the game for Moline.
8 points on the night for Jed Wood. 39-33, Moline back within six. Carson Cheeseman across midcourt. Now right side into the corner. Williams cut off, gets it back out to Carson. Cheeseman skips it left side into the corner. Gibson touch pass to nobody. Brandon Bice, the only guy there. I don't know if Grant thought somebody was going to be flying down the lane for that one, but he just went up high for it and touch passed it for the turnover. Struble loses his man. Carl cuts him off on the high post, and they bring it back out. Streak's defense in this third quarter has been as good as it's been all season, I think. Owens trying to spin off Trevon Diggins, just forces up a bad shot. Again, good defense by Diggins, and Ryan Carl rebounds the miss. Diggins into the front court. 6-point Galesburg lead, a minute 50 to go, third quarter. Cheeseman on the sideline. Diggins out high. Now over to Carson on the right wing. Looking, passes it out to Trevon. Steps toward the arc, dribbles it once. Now back into the hands of Cheeseman, who brings it back out. Silver Streaks have been on the floor for a long time here in this third quarter, so Mike Reynolds calls a 30-second timeout. Our chance to, again, thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation tonight. And as fun as an exciting vehicle as I think we've ever had, Jim.
Well, you know, the last couple of trips, Brad hadn't said anything about driving, but I texted him tonight and told him what we were going to have, and he suddenly volunteered to drive. I don't understand this. We're in a 370Z Roadster, a beautiful little Nissan sports car. It is a convertible, so we're going to have it tomorrow, too. We may have to utilize the sunshine in 60 degrees and put the top down. It's a 2010. It was just traded in today. I believe it's about 12,000 miles on it, and certified pre-owned. It's just a one-owner. 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty with that, and great financing as well, 1.9% for 60 months. Galesburg Nissan, they're taking care of us. Stop by and see this great car the first of the week.
Listen to the vroom vroom coming back into town later tonight after this one. Hopefully a Silver Streaks victory. Ryan Carl on the inlet pass, down low, got a hand on it, had a hard time hanging on to it. Then he's double-teamed. Three players go to the floor on the tie-up called. And the Streaks will hang on to it on the alternating possession.
And again, Carl's hustle there saved the turnover. He mishandled it, but then he didn't just give it away. He went to the floor to get back on that basketball.
Out high on the inlet pass. Diggins fakes, drives, and contact. There's an offensive foul called as Diggins runs into Bice down the right side of the lane. That's the third foul on Trevon and the seventh Galesburg turnover.
Trevon will sit down at least for the rest of the quarter. He looks at his elbow. Probably got a little floor burn as he went down there. Cheeseman goes in for him. Drew Owens will be the most excited man on the court to not have Trevon in his shorts for the next minute or two.
Minute 13 to go here in the third quarter. So now Williams playing defense on Wood in the backcourt, and Joe's going to try to pick it up aggressively here. Left side quick pass on the inlet, and a push foul called on Meeker as the pass goes in to Josh Larson, and they're going to call Ethan for the reach from behind. That's his second foul.
Joe Williams has been important on defense. We had him on Struble there while Trevon was in. He kept Struble neutralized, and now they've got him on Jed Wood. He just doesn't want to let those guys get a three-point shot off, and Joe's doing a pretty good job.
Five team fouls on Galesburg rather, here in the third quarter. Only two on Moline. Bounce pass to Wood, yes, and he traveled with it. And again, Williams with the defense. He bit on the fake as Wood got the hesitation, but then Wood, when he caught the pass, it was like he didn't know what to do with it then, and he ended up dragging his pivot foot.
Well, I think Wood is one of those guys. Maybe he'll prove me wrong. He's really dangerous around the three-point arc, but I'm not sure as a penetrator you really worry about him all that much. And that might have been Joe's thinking there. He just didn't want him to catch the ball out high, let him cut inside, and he ended up turning it over.
6-point Galesburg lead. Streaks with the ball. Under 45 seconds to play third quarter, 39-33. Williams faked the three from the wing, gets it back out to Carson Cheeseman.
If they're going to sit in the zone, I'd just go ahead and take the final shot.
Quick outlet pass to Meeker, left corner three, a little bit strong. Williams got a hand on the rebound, but Bice comes up with it for the Maroons. Leading the break, and they turn it over for the 11th time. Williams back with it, drives, left-hand layup. Streaks by eight, 41-33, as they quickly turn that one into a transition bucket. And that's exactly what Mike Reynolds wanted his team to do. He wanted them to outrun Moline here tonight. It's an 8-point Galesburg lead, 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Good look down low. Layup up and in by Derek Stabler. Streaks with time to get back down court quickly. 5 seconds to go. Williams across midcourt. Contact by Owens. Spins out of it. And then Williams just lost the handle on it. That's the end of the third quarter. Streaks by three, or rather six, rather. 41-35, end of three. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Colder months are soon approaching, and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street, or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Three quarters gone at Wharton Fieldhouse. Silver Streaks extend the two-point halftime lead to 6 by the end of the third quarter. They outscore the Maroons 11-7. It's 41-35 Galesburg heading into the fourth quarter, and Moline again will have the ball to start this final period. They won the tip, and they've had the first offensive possession in the second, third, and now fourth quarters.
Well, we clearly outplayed Moline in that third quarter, but still come away only 6 points up. Maroons just 1 3-point shot away from being right back in the hunt here.
Pass by Owens, good defense, as he tried to thread it through the lane, and Meeker got a hand on it, knocking it out of bounds. Now Moline will inbound. It'll be Larson with it from the right side of his own basket. Looking on the inbound to Owens. Right back down to Larson after the inbound. He'll skip it back out to Struble on the outside. Inlet pass to Bice. Now back into the left corner. Larson for 3. Got it. And just like that, Moline within 3 now at 41-38. First basket of the night for Josh Larson. Just underway in the fourth quarter. No changes for Galesburg at the quarter break. Cheeseman, Gibson, Williams, Ross, and Ethan Meeker. Grant Gibson leads all scorers with 27 tonight. He has it now at the free throw line. Pulls up and scores.
Glad he's on our side.
Just a shooter shot that time.
And able to free himself up for the shot, too. Just a little nudge there at the corner of the free throw line. Freed himself up just enough to bury it.
5-point lead. Gibson with 29 now. 7 minutes to go in the game. 43-38 Galesburg. On the outside, Owens. Top of the circle, Bice comes out with it. Thought he might have gotten away with a little stutter step travel there. On the left side, he goes into the corner. Bice has it back on the wing. Marcus Ross all over him, and he forces a travel that time. So maybe I did see what I thought I saw as he got it on the far sideline that time. Back into the game, Trevon Diggins. Ethan Meeker sits down.
Wondered how long we'd hold off on Trevon. Moline had more turnovers in the third quarter than they had in the whole first half. 6 of them in that third quarter.
I had him 3 for 6 from the field. Is that right?
Yeah, they didn't give him any opportunities
sure
at all.
Didn't.
Streaks were 5 of 13. We had a lot of, bad pass.
And it's deflected into the backcourt. Owens with the steal. Too strong going in for the layup.
Wow.
As he was racing Diggins down to the other end, and it forced him to go too strong to the basket.
That doesn't
And here's
often.
A 3 by Williams. That one won't go. Rebound deflected back out to Joe. Fight for it on the floor. Gibson comes up with it. That's stripped out of his hands, and the held ball called as 3 more players dive to the floor, and Galesburg gets it back on the alternating possession.
At the quarter break, the Streaks were also 8 up in the rebounding column. That's been a big part of tonight's game. We've been able to keep the ball alive, especially on our end. And there again, missed a shot, but able to get to the floor and retain possession on the tie-up.
Silver Streaks by 5, 43-38, 6:18 to go here in this ball game. Western Big Six Conference opener. First road game of the season for the Silver Streaks. They were 3-2 at home in their own tournament. Halftime at Augustana. Here's Williams driving in. Nearly has it knocked away from behind. Out to Gibson for 3. And he's got 32 points
wow.
now.
And he was just standing there measuring that one for when the ball got to him. He just couldn't wait for it to get in his hands. You knew when he let that one fly, it was going to go down.
8-point lead, 46-38. Galesburg, under 6 minutes to go in the game. Halftime at Augustana. Rock Island leads Alleman 37-21. At the Panther Den, Quincy leads United Township at the half, 29-11.
Panthers Struble. A little challenged.
Between the circles, down the left side, dumps it off, drawing the defense through the hands of Derek Stabler. Then he comes up with it, gets it out, and the shot on the way, way too strong off the glass. Grant Gibson with the rebound, tied up, reach in, a foul called on Moline. Vianney too strong to the basket, and then Gibson comes down with his 9th rebound to go along with 32 points.
Wow. Well, right now, we've still got a ways to go at 5:34, but the story of this game, we've got the best player on the court in Grant Gibson, and we played tremendous team defense tonight. Those two things have helped build this lead. Let's hope we can go ahead and bring home a win in our Western Big Six opener.
Preseason All-Western Big Six selection for Grant Gibson. By the media. Here's the Streaks breaking the press. Diggins, other way. Basket and a foul. Owens trailing in from the backside. Tried to hack him on the arm, but Diggins got position. We know he can outrun just about everybody on the basketball floor. Silver Streaks have a 10-point lead for the first time tonight.
Trevon had a step on everybody, and He could have gone in left side, but he's more comfortable, so he cut across the court, went to the right side, and that's probably what bought him the three-point opportunity. He let the defense catch up. They hacked him. He just made the throw. We're up 11.
The Streaks have outscored Moline 8-3 to start this fourth quarter, and actually they've scored eight in a row after Moline got a three to start the fourth quarter to cut the deficit 2-3. Down the lane, deflected. Somehow Moline comes out of it on the baseline to Wood, and a shoving foul called on Carson Cheeseman. Everybody all the way down to the eye wireless could see that one.
I'm not sure. Once Wood went by Carson, I think maybe he was afraid he was going all the way to the basket. He didn't know Grant had come over help side. He was going to cut him off, but Cheeseman didn't know that.
16 foul on Galesburg. Inbounds to Owen. There's Diggins all over him again, and the inlet pass down to the baseline to Derek Stabler, and a hold foul called on Joe Williams from the backside. That's three on Joe, and Moline's in the bonus for the rest of the game. 5:08 to play. 49-38, Galesburg has its biggest lead of the night.
Well, Maroons didn't shoot real well from the line, according to Coach Schimmel in that Westinghouse game. They got there a lot, but didn't hit the percentage that maybe he wanted. There's a
seven.
Oh, probably had a miss.
7 of 10 from the free throw line tonight, and the first one is up and in by Stabler, who made 1 of 3 from the free throw line in the tournament last weekend. 10-point Galesburg lead. Second one is short. And the rebound by Grant Gibson. So he's got a double-double now.
Strimmel, a rare play. He never bounced the ball. They hand him the ball, and he just shoots it. You don't see that very often at the free throw line.
32 points for Grant Gibson to go with 10 rebounds now. Diggins on the outside, under 5 minutes to play. Galesburg by 10. Carson Cheeseman on the left wing. Inlet pass to Marcus Ross. Skips it back out to Grant on the right wing. Pulls up from the baseline. That one's in and out. Rebound brought down by Stabler for Moline, his third board of the night. Grant Gibson unlucky on that shot. Just wouldn't go down. Owens penetrates, dumps it off, low blocks. Short. I think the Streaks got a hand on it. Now Logan blocked on the putback, and that'll be the third foul of the game on Marcus Ross. The only time Logan has been involved tonight has been on offensive rebounds. He got two free throws earlier after rebounding a Moline miss. He missed the second one, got his own offensive rebound when he went over the top of Grant Gibson, got two more free throws. And now he's back to the free throw line after another offensive rebound, and he makes that one.
Well, it's too bad we fouled him. I don't think he was ever going to make that shot either. He was just off balance, but we helped him out. And this way Moline can climb back in this. They got into this bonus with 5 minutes left, and now they're standing there at the free throw line. We can't let this happen.
And he makes them both. 49-41. 8-point Galesburg lead. It was 11. 4:33 still to play. Logan 2 for 2 from the line. He has 4 points now. Moline with a full court press. Cheeseman inbounds to Williams. A double team comes. He gets a pass away. Leads up court to Trevon Diggins. Streaks had numbers with Carl cutting in from the right side, but Trevon wisely pulled it back out. Because if you hurry into a shot attempt, that plays into Moline's hands as well. Here's Gibson driving baseline. Used his body to get position. Banked it in, and Galesburg calls timeout. Back to a 10-point lead. 51-41. 4:15 to play. And the Silver Streaks take a 30-second timeout. That was another very good effort by the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, well, and again, the ability of Gibson, because so many guys will make that baseline move, and then they'll fly in there and throw the ball up as soon as somebody comes near. But he knows how to take that step out and then get the angle and use the glass. It seems simple, but so many guys don't do that. Grant, if there were some up in the Quad Cities that were doubting what he had done down at the Galesburg tournament with putting up those big point totals, I think those who doubted have had to rethink that tonight. He's had as good offensive game at Wharton Fieldhouse as any streak I can remember.
34 points for Grant Gibson tonight. 34 of Galesburg's 51, so two-thirds of their total out, but he also has 10 rebounds to go with it. And with 4:15 to go in the game, Streaks put on the full court press. Coming out of their timeout, Moline breaks it. Owens across midcourt. As we approach the midpoint of the fourth quarter, 51-41 Streaks. Trying to snap a two-game losing streak to the Moline Maroons, who swept the series last year. Owens curling around, and a push foul called on Ryan Carl. Boy, that was...
They wanted the basket, and they didn't get it.
That was a pretty ticky-tack foul on the floor, too.
It sure was. I was afraid they were going to give me the basket and the shot. It would have been a continuation, but I've seen it done. Coach Jeff Schimmel and that outrageously dressed Moline student body all wanted the shot.
No points in the second half for Drew Owens until he makes the first free throw there. He's 4 for 5 from the line tonight, 9 points. 51-42, Galesburg by 9. Second foul of the game on Ryan Carl. 19 fouls on the streak, so for all intents and purposes, Moline's in the double bonus the rest of the way.
Owens still comes off shaking his head. It's been a frustrating night for him. He will be happy to not have number one from Galesburg chasing him around again for a few weeks. As Trevon Diggins has been tremendous on defense. Down to just an 8-point game, though, 4:01 left. Silver Streaks have played really well in the second half, but the exception is a few too many fouls. And what Moline's got with their last, except for the three-pointer, everything they've got is from the free throw line in this period.
Yep, that's right. And only 4 team fouls on Moline here in the second half as well. So the Streaks are going to have to do it from the floor to win this one. And really, that's the one thing Coach Mike Reynolds said they absolutely cannot do is get into foul trouble and send Moline to the free throw line. And especially when you're trying to protect a lead in the fourth quarter, that's one of the best ways that the opposition can get back into it. So the Silver Streaks have to play smart. They played great defense, but you can't overplay either.
Yeah. Well, as shaky as our free throw shooting can be, I'm not sure that I wouldn't still rather have us playing from the floor for a little while yet. As you get into that one and bonus, you miss the front end, and then off they go the other direction.
Right.
So that's really probably not a bad thing because we've been pretty tough from the floor. As long as we got number 32 out there. We used to have a 32 that played pretty well up here as well. Some guy named Range. And
no, he was 34.
34?
32, 32
that's
was
right.
Thompson.
That's right.
He did all right up there too, though.
That great game in 98, none of us will ever forget that one.
Down the lane, Grant Gibson lays it up and in on a good feed from Ryan Carl from the left side. And Mike Reynolds just a simple fist pump into the air as the Streaks get back up by 10, 53-43. Top of the circle. Struble has it knocked away. It's deflected into the backcourt. Mike Reynolds won an over and back, but the official was right there, saw the Galesburg deflection. Now knocked out of bounds by Diggins on the far side as he has not given up on Drew Owens all night long, even despite the fact that he's now playing with three fouls. All of those coming in the second half. 3:24 to go here in the game. Galesburg by 10. 53-43. Good defense by Williams, and he forces Struble to take a step over and back into the backcourt.
And, you know, we've talked a lot about Diggins. We've mentioned Joe a couple of times, Joe Williams, but he's been every bit as important on defense tonight. He gives us a long guy at the guard spot. He's got a long reach, and so it's difficult for players to get their shots over him. Plus, he's very aggressive.
On the inbounds, Diggins. Down the right side into the corner. Here's Williams driving, dumps it off. Bad pass through the lane. Carl gets a hand on it. It's thrown up into the air, hits the back of the backboard, and they're going to say Carl touched it last. So the Streaks turn it right back over. 53-43, 3:16 to go in the game. Galesburg by 10, Moline with the ball. Time now working against Moline, but if you're Galesburg, you want that clock to run a little faster here. There's still a lot of time left. Quick inlet pass to Bice. Turnaround jumper from the low blocks, too strong. Weak side rebound pops back out to Ryan Carl, who yanks it away for his fourth rebound.
You don't feel quite as threatened in this one because Moline just is not that veteran team. Not saying they can't still win it, but right now we're sitting in great shape.
If the Silver Streaks continue to play well, play wisely, here's Gibson with a pull-up. Carl got a hand on the rebound. It's into the hands of Struble, leading the break for Moline at the other end. Wood with it in the corner, and Williams gets all over him, forces it out of bounds, and now Moline has to inbound.
Well, they've got three good three-point shooters on the court with Wood, Struble, and Owens, but it's just been hard for them to get a shot off because of the defense of Williams and Diggins.
On the inbound, 2:35 to go in the game now. Derek Stabler with it, hands off to Wood, trying to set a screen. Wood dribbles right around it, but the Streaks stick right with him with Carson Cheeseman. Now inside the lane, pulls up, and he gets a friendly roll. Moline calls timeout. That'll be a full timeout, 2:26 to go in the game. Galesburg by 8. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The person at the doctor's office told you they were very becoming. But when you got them home, you realized they weren't you. You might feel obligated to buy your glasses at your eye doctor's office, but you shouldn't. Shop around, find a pair that really suits you, and make sure you check out the awesome selection at InFocus Optical. Penny Brown is a certified optician who'll take as much time as you need to help you find something that you truly like. So when it comes to your frames, go where you want. InFocus Optical, behind American Family Insurance on North Henderson in Galesburg. Open every day but Wednesday.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
All right, Mark Benoit, Jim Lee with you from Wharton Fieldhouse. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks lead the Moline Maroons 53-45. Galesburg girls back in action at John Field Gymnasium tomorrow afternoon against Dunlap. Should be a good challenge for Coach Evan Massey's team. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson will have the pregame at 1:10 tomorrow afternoon. Galesburg boys tomorrow night at Metamora. We still have 2:26 to go in the game here at Wharton Fieldhouse. Western Big Six Conference opener. Galesburg on top by 8. Now before the Streaks can inbound, the officials blow the whistle and tell the players to kind of settle down out there, knock off some of the over-aggressive defense. No updates from either of the other two games in the conference tonight since the big halftime leads for Rock Island over Alleman and Quincy over United Township. Now under 2:20 to go as the Streaks get into the front court, breaking the Moline full court press. Dickens with a hesitation dribble on the outside, and he carried the ball. Got too careless with it. 11 turnovers on the Streaks. Three in this quarter, and it gives Moline a chance to get back within six, maybe five here. 2:15 to go in the game. Williams with pressure in the backcourt as they try to inbound, and now Wood does inbound to Derek Stabler. Now Struble loses the handle briefly in the backcourt. Williams hounding him all the way, riding his hip across the timeline back into the front court. Struble picks up his dribble, throws it through the hands of Chase by Bice,
yes.
And now stolen away by Williams at midcourt, and misses the layup. Just missed the wide-open layup, and Brandon Bice with a rebound. That could have been a dagger. Instead, here's Owens for three, and that one's good. You can feel it coming. You could feel that one coming. Moline cuts it to five, 53-48. And a foul in the backcourt with a minute 40 to go. And fouls to give for Moline. That's only their fifth team foul. And the Streaks will have to inbound it from three-quarter court. Foul number two on Devin Struble.
Yeah, what a turn, because if that layup goes down, it's probably game over. Joe did such a great job, too, of buying his time and getting the steal, but then missed the layup. And like you said, you could just feel the three ball coming the other way.
Carson Cheeseman actually will have to inbound from the baseline, and the officials telling the cheerleaders to back up as Carson takes another three steps behind him along the baseline. He wants to create some room, leading it into the front court. He does get it into Ryan Carl, and a foul from the backside. Nope, timeout called by Mike Reynolds. Nearly a five-second call, and now the officials conferring what's going on here. What's he pointing to down there? This is a full timeout by Galesburg with a minute 39 to go.
Well, the problem with this is...
Is that a sideline warning? What's the official... Now, he's coming over to the Moline bench. What's going on over here?
Well, we got the timeout after we had got the ball inbounds. Well, now we're going to have to inbound it again. So that really... And we wanted to get the timeout just to save us the turnover. So by the official recognizing it late, it ends up costing us one that we probably would not have wanted to use.
Well, and I'm not so sure that once Carson did get it into Ryan Carl, that maybe Carl wasn't hacked from the backside. It could have been a foul, I think, on Bice reaching in. But instead it goes as a timeout. So the Streaks have two timeouts left. Moline has one. Both teams with full timeouts remaining. Minute 39 to go. Galesburg by five. 53-48. And again, needing to get it inbounds and take it the length of the court. Again, Moline only five team fouls. So they have two more to give before putting Galesburg at the line. Cheeseman from the same spot to inbound. And still have to try to do it over tall Derek Stabler, and he gets it into Grant Gibson. The trap coming on the sideline. Gibson trying to dribble it up court, now gets it over to Trevon Diggins. Diggins dribbles right. Owens trying to poke it away from behind, dribbles between a double team, dumps it off to Marcus Ross, who lays it up and in.
And I'm not sure Moline wasn't trying to foul us there. They bumped a couple of times. They've got that foul to give, but it never got called.
And a good job by Trevon, penetrated and then had Marcus cutting in from the weak side. Here's a double team. They get it out to Bice, high post shot, rolls
yes.
off, quick shot, benefits the Silver Streaks. Joe Williams with the rebound and the foul in the backcourt on Stabler. That's his first 16 fouls on Moline now.
That last trip was so important, the Silver Streaks, to get that thing down in there. Ross finishing it off to get the seven-point lead. Now the miss by Moline, and you're breathing a little easier here now.
Minute 10 to go. Back into the game, Josh Larson, three-point specialist for Moline. If they can force a turnover, Derek Stabler sits down. Minute 10 to go. Galesburg will inbound from three-quarter court. Grant Gibson comes back to the free-throw line and riding him hard on the backside up court. Jed Wood picks up foul number three, and that'll send Grant Gibson to the line for a 1-1. He's got 9 points in the quarter and 36 for the game to go along with 10 rebounds. 18 in each half for Grant Gibson. Career high 45 last Saturday afternoon. And he's close to 40 again here tonight. First one up and a big one. It's good.
Now this one's been even more impressive being on the road at Moline. And it's just been a more steady performance throughout this one here for Gibson. He's been great.
38 points for Grant Gibson as he makes both free throws. Galesburg back on top by 9. Nearly stolen away. Marcus Ross on the backside. Picks it up. Lays it up and in.
Taking it home. Silver Streaks going to win one on the road.
6-0 run now, up 11 after the game got so tight. Quick three on the backside. That one's knocked out of bounds. Ross touched it last. Bice was riding in from the backside, but no foul called. And last touched by Galesburg back into the hands of the Maroons. With 50 seconds to play, a 6-0 run by Galesburg after the game got tight at 5. On the inbound, Owens with a quick catch and release. And a late foul called by Trevon. Be careful, Diggins.
Yeah.
He got real close to a technical foul as he could not believe that he got called for the foul. And they're going to say no shot. They're going to say no shot.
No shot.
So Owens got fouled after the three-point shot attempt. So he's going to have to shoot. Well, he'll still get two as the Streaks are put him in the double bonus now.
Well, and knowing Owens at the line, he'll probably bury them both anyway. But, yeah, that was odd. Now the Moline fans are all yelling at the official saying he was shooting a three. They didn't realize he called it after the shot.
So Owens to the line where he's 5 of 6 tonight. First free throw is perfect. 6 points in the quarter for Drew Owens. 10-point Galesburg lead, still 47.5. So a free throw and then a steal on the inbounds could start to make it interesting again. Second one by Owens is good. He's got 14 in the game, 59-50. Substitutions for the Moline Maroons. Diggins stays on the floor with those four fouls. 47.5 seconds to go. Cheeseman runs baseline, gets it into Grant Gibson, and he gets called for traveling. Owens and Logan came up on top of him, and a quick travel called on Grant Gibson gives it back to Moline. Down 9 with 46.3 seconds to go in the game. Wood on the baseline with a right hand, bounces it in. Gibson knocks it away from Logan, covers him up in the corner. Logan lofts it back out to Wood, and a timeout called by Moline with 40.6 seconds to go.
Well, and Coach Jeff Schimmel took it. He realizes Maroons were all out of sync offensively, nearly turned it over out at half court. And I still feel pretty good because every time we've needed the big defensive play this night, we've got it. And up 59-50, you're right, Brad. It's not over yet, but it would take quite a sequence of events to go against us. And this team has been pretty resilient tonight. When we've made a mistake, we've usually righted it pretty quickly.
Yeah, you talked earlier about Moline not having the experience maybe to come back from a deficit, but Galesburg also has something to prove here. They don't have the experience at the varsity level in the conference, certainly, and they have to prove that they can hang on to the lead. And to this point, they've done it. Under 41 seconds to play, coming out of the Moline timeout. Maroons with the ball, trailing by 9. And look for Drew Owens. And the official on the far side saying, get over here, fellas. He's about ready to put the ball on the floor. And now Devin Struble gets over there to inbound it for the Maroons. Reminding Moline that they cannot run the sideline. They're coming off a turnover, not a basket. So Struble looking, Williams hopping up and down in front of him. They get it into Owens and batted away by Trevon Diggins. That takes a half a second off the clock.
Kind of surprising to have a guy as short as Struble on the inbounds, too, with Joe Williams all over him. It makes it a little difficult for him to see.
Struble at 5'9", Joe Williams at 6'1", and a long wingspan, too.
I don't believe Struble's 5'9". He's listed that, but I don't think so.
Lofted in toward the backboard. It deflects off the backboard into the hands of Diggins, now trying to dribble away from the foul. Triple team comes, and now Struble reaches in and gets him after the turnover. Three fouls on Devin Struble. We'll walk it to the other end, and Diggins will shoot a 1-1.
Yeah,
14th turnover on Moline.
That's a very costly turnover for the Maroons. They really never even had it a chance when he lofted it clear up off the backboard from out of bounds.
I think it was intended for Bice cutting in from the right side. And you know, when you bank the inbounds off the backboard. and Trevon Diggins, wise, he had his back turned to it, but he was pretty alert to realize what had happened there. He misses the free throw, so the Streaks can't take advantage of it. Logan with the rebound. Down to 30 seconds to go. 9-point Galesburg lead. Owens pulls up from the left wing for three. That one's a little bit short. Weak side rebound to Moline, and he saves it through the lane. Vienne does. Over to Logan, who gets fouled by Grant Gibson. And now Logan will shoot two.
Yeah, I suppose on that lob toward the backboard on the previous possession, if they still had Travis Wilson, you might have had a bucket on that one. But that's been a long time ago.
He graduated in 98 as well. First free throw off the back of the rim. So now Moline cannot take advantage from the free throw line. 21.9 seconds to go. Looks like Galesburg will hang on, leading by 9. They led by 2 at the half. They've led by as many as 11 here in the second half. Logan makes a second one, 59-51. Galesburg by 8. After three quarters at Augustana, Rock Island now leads Alleman 59-34. United Township outscores Quincy 18-8 in the third quarter. Blue Devils still lead by 8 heading into the fourth quarter.
That's a bit of a surprise.
Yep. Timeout called by the Silver Streaks with 20.9 seconds to go as they will have to take it the length of the court. I wonder how quickly Moline will foul. Will they go for the steal? Certainly on the inbounds, and then they really can't afford to try to get a 10-second call in the backcourt.
No.
So they'll have to go to the foul pretty quickly.
No, well, and the Silver Streaks will probably try and get it in Gibson's hands right off the bat, being our best free throw shooter. Are we in the double bonus yet, or are we still 1-1, Brad?
One more for the 1-1.
Okay.
18 fouls against Moline. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14 at Wharton Fieldhouse. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Silver Streaks lead 59-51. Western Big Six Conference opener and the first road game of the season for the Silver Streaks. They feel pretty good about their chances heading into Metamora tomorrow night if they can play like this. Metamora will be tough. Redbirds 4-0 with a tough game at Canton tonight in the Middle Illini Conference. On the inbounds, Cheeseman gets it to Joe Williams, and he's fouled immediately by Larson. Fouled twice. Reached in going for the ball, and then as Williams started to dribble to the right, Larson reached out and shoved him. So the final 1-1 of the game, Joe Williams to the free throw line. 7 of 10 on the season. 2 of 2 in the game tonight, so 9 of 12 overall. He has 6 points. 8-point Galesburg lead with 20.8 seconds to go, and the first free throw rolls through. 60-51. Galesburg by 9. They took the lead at 24-23 in the second quarter and have not relinquished it. Two free throws by Williams puts the Streaks back up by 10 with under 20 seconds to go in the game. Silver Streaks looking to go 4-2. The bench comes to its feet. Owens drives in from the left side. Streaks let him go. 8.5 seconds to go. Galesburg gets it inbounds, and Moline stops the clock, and the Galesburg bench on its feet with the players clapping for this final 8.5 seconds as we'll walk it to the other end, and Williams will now shoot two free throws with Galesburg in the double bonus the rest of the way.
Well, and I believe this is the first time Coach Reynolds has won on this floor because Coach Cheeseman was in his stead the last time we won here a couple of years
ago.
That's
right.
Mike had picked up a technical, I think, over at Peoria Notre Dame.
And he gets an enthusiastic handshake, Mike Reynolds does, from Steve Cheeseman. Maybe Steve was reminding him of that right there. Williams makes both free throws. It's 63-53, and here's a Moline turnover. Grant Gibson with a steal, and that's the ball game. Galesburg wins it on the road after closing out the Western Big Six Conference season with a win here 2 years ago. Galesburg opens the conference season this year with a 63-53 win over the Moline Maroons. Galesburg 4-2, Moline 3-3. And we'll bring you the postgame show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together. We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Hi, this is Joe Steck, and I'm excited to announce that you can now find me at Bob Lindsay Cars in Galesburg. I'm a Galesburg native, and I have a lot of experience taking care of customers. Come in and see me, and let me help you shop for your next quality pre-owned car.
The Bob Lindsay name is synonymous with selling great new cars such as Honda and Acura, as well as high-quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans. Stop by Bob Lindsay Cars, north of Arby's on North Henderson Street today, and see Joe or Phil. Browse their complete inventory at BobLindsayCars.net today.
Here we are again, the Animal Stories News Team. I'm Uncle Larry.
And I'm Little Tommy. Every family should have emergency plans in the event something bad happens. You know, a bad storm could damage your house. You may have to evacuate for some reason.
And always include your pet in those plans. Make sure you have a 2-week supply of food, water, medicine.
Yeah, and make sure you have your ID tags on everything with your cell phone number and all your pet vaccination records. Log on to ready.illinois.gov for more info.
Sponsored by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Never miss the action.
Cutler the handoff, giving left, standing up, touchdown! Touchdown Bears! Into the left side of the Vikings defensive front, Michael Bush is in.
The Bears are back on track and looking to stay that way as they take on the Seahawks.
Hi, this is Jeff Joniak. Pre-game coverage of the Chicago Bears begins at 11:30 Sunday morning on the Laser.
Your home for the Chicago Bears in West Central Illinois is 92.7 FM, the Laser.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room. It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Mel Foster Company, making it happen.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly clear with areas of fog after midnight tonight, low 37. Tomorrow, areas of fog in the morning, cloudy with a high of 58. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of showers, overnight low of 52. Sunday, sunny with a high of 63. Sunday night, cloudy with a low of 52. And Monday, cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, high of 65. Monday night, showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms, overnight low of 45. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 40 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at Wharton Fieldhouse for the Silver Streaks win for the first time in 2 years, beating the Moline Maroons and doing it very effectively, I might add, scoring 22 points in the fourth quarter. Knocking off the Maroons on their home court, 63-53. Moline now 0-2 at home this season. Silver Streaks put up 63 on the board. They win by 10, and they're 1-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. Take a look at all the final stats coming up here momentarily. A chance to check in. Looks like still no finals from the other games. Quincy over United Township by 8, heading into the fourth quarter, and Rock Island blowing out Alleman by 25, heading into the fourth quarter there. Jim, do you have the numbers all added up?
Well, we need to compare our rebounding stats.
Yeah, we do. And I haven't finished adding mine up. 13, 24, 26, 30.
The Moline Band is...
I had us for 35.
Moline Band is trying to set a new volume record in here tonight. So we'll try and talk over that. So what do you have now for rebounds? I'm sorry.
I had 35 for us.
Okay, let's see. 27. Yep. Yeah, the Silver Streaks did a nice job on the boards. They did a nice job on defense tonight. And offensively, we had Grant Gibson and his cast that added some points to here and there, and that was the recipe for the victory here.
Number of team rebounds and dead ball rebounds. Created largely by hustling, creating loose balls after missed shots, getting out on the floor, getting those hustle rebounds, creating loose balls, tie-ups.
Let's see, I had them for 24 rebounds.
I had 26.
Okay. Well, all things considered, looking at the rest of the stats, you've got a Moline team that shot 42% on their home court, 17 out of 40, but hit only seven field goals in the second half, 7 of 18, as the Streaks defense really put the clamps down on them. Silver Streaks actually ended up out shooting the Maroons by going 12 of 24 in the second half, so they were 22 of 50 for the game, 44% shooting on the road. Not a bad total for Galesburg. Turnover count, 16 for the Maroons, 13 for the Silver Streaks. And so, you know, another stat in our favor, forcing a few more turnovers by the opposition and then that rebounding edge, as we said. So we want it everywhere you can on the stat sheet and also on the scoreboard tonight. And it was an impressive showing. And, again, just an extension up here of what we saw in the Galesburg Thanksgiving tournament, where we played so well. Played Limestone tough, Westinghouse tough right into the final minutes, and this team looks like it's for real. There shouldn't be too many games we play this year that we don't have down the stretch as hard as we play.
Silver Streaks only 2 of 16 from three-point range, but yet it doesn't feel like it was that bad of a number because they did so many other things so well here tonight. Moline, on the other hand, shot 7 of 10 from three-point range. They didn't miss a three-pointer until the fourth quarter. They made their first six of the game and then only made one of their final four. Maroons 16 of 21 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks were 15 of 20, so that was definitely an improvement from some of the games we'd seen back at Thiel. So that was washed pretty much as pretty well dead even in the free throw department. Individual scoring, Drew Owens with 17 for Moline, led the Maroons. Jed Wood also in double figures with 10. Balanced the rest of the way, Brandon Weiss with 6. Derek Stabler, Tanner Logan, and Devin Struble each had 5. Josh Larson finished with 3. Jake Vianney had 2 for the Maroons. Silver Streaks led by Grant Gibson with 38 here tonight. Joe Williams had 10 off the bench. Trevon Diggins with a steady 7. Marcus Ross with 4. Ethan Meeker and Ryan Carl each with 2. Tyson Parks and Carson Cheeseman did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win it tonight 63-53. Our final stats here in the postgame brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And Coach Mike Reynolds working his way to our broadcast position here. So we'll find out what the head coach has to say in our postgame coaches interview. Brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Jim, take it away.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations on what is your first win here. Your team has won here before, but Steve Cheeseman was on the bench, right?
Well, no, we won with Libby and those guys. We won a victor. So we're 3 out of 5. And I learned a long time ago from a former coach that even if you get thrown out, you get to count that win. So I'm counting that 3 out of 5.
Well, I tell you what, tonight you did it with defense. We were so impressed with Trevon Diggins and the great job that he did on Owens. And then Joe Williams, several different guards, he just wouldn't let him get the three-point ball off. And Cheeseman, especially your guard tandem, was great on defense.
Yeah, those three guys, you know, and Joe and Trevon and Carson, they locked them down, you know, especially when it was, you know, basically game point. You know, they locked them down and they weren't able to run their sets. And we knew from watching film, if we let them run their sets, we were going to be in for a long night because they're pretty good at running them, and they're screening. They played Westinghouse really good. They played, you know, they had some moments against really good team in Limestone. We had to come ready to play defensively. We thought that would win us the game. We wanted the game in the 50s and 60s. That's our style. We would have even taken one in the 70s if we could have found a way to get some more baskets. But we just got to keep getting better and pushing the ball, and we're a little younger than we have been. So it should be a fun outcome.
You didn't have any trouble getting baskets for number 32 again. Grant Gibson was, he looks like a veteran out here, and he's just a sophomore.
Well, he started a lot of games. He's got to be, you know, one of the guys coming back in the league that started about the most games. I mean, there isn't a lot of guys coming back. I know CJ started a lot last year, and he's a really good player, and they're obviously different. But Grant, you know, you call him what you want, but he's stud. I mean, that's impressive to come out here. And when you know everybody's guarding you, they played box and one, they played man, they sagged the zone on him. We had a couple other wrinkles we never got to because they kept switching defenses so fast. But I thought he played with a lot better pace. That's way better than he played over the weekend. He's watched some film. He's trying to evolve his game. And, you know, we can't expect him to score 38 points every time we walk out. But they gave him shots. He made them. And he shoots a high percentage. We can't get better shots than the ones he was taking.
Did you feel like if you controlled Owens that would be the key to slowing Moline down?
Owens and Wood, you know, Wood had, I know the first night against Inglewood, I think he had 5 threes. He's played really well. Those two guys, you know, were the guys that we focused on. We wanted our post players, which we have you know, they haven't played a ton of minutes, but they're experienced guys. They're two seniors. And we wanted those guys to be able to guard one-on-one. Marcus got in foul trouble. Well, put Grant down there. Well, he's fine guarding anybody. So we tried to play those guys one-on-one. We ended up helping a little bit and gave some layups up. But, you know, every time somebody else shoots, it's one time Drew Owens isn't shooting, which we kind of used in Lindauer theory too. So he's really good, and he's expanded his game. And we'll expect another fight when they come to Thiel.
Well, and a statistic we might not have expected coming in, we had you winning the rebounding battle 35-26 against a taller Moline team, so that had to feel pretty good.
Well, I think it had a lot to do with our defense. You know, they missed a lot of shots because we made them take contested jump shots. So I think that we had more opportunities at rebounds. I don't know that we dominated the glass or anything, but we were just around the glass, and we just told our guys, just keep playing. Things will go bad once in a while. You just got to keep playing. And Marcus dropped a rebound out of bounds at the end, and he came back and got the next one. So we just got to continue to fight and continue to improve, and we'll be fine.
And you got an important road win in the conference and need that confidence going to a good Metamora team tomorrow night.
Yeah, it was great scheduling, I guess, by me and Ralph. That wasn't very smart. But Metamora's really good. We had I don't know if it's near brawl, but a really good physical game in the summer, you know, and we won that one. They'll be looking to get back at us. You know, summer's a lot different, but from watching on film, they're up and down and flying around. We'll see a way different game than we saw tonight.
Enjoy it. See you tomorrow. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Whiteys will taste good.
That's always thanks, head coach Mike Reynolds, for joining us here in the postgame. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll take a break here on the postgame show. Come back from Wharton Fieldhouse. Recap the streak 63-53 win after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What a beautiful sunrise.
It's resplendent.
The water's so calm.
Untroubled, unperturbed, some might say. Reposeful.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry. Must be this great breakfast we got off McDonald's dollar menu.
Not following you.
Well, I mean premium roast coffee, breakfast burritos, hash browns, everything's awesome and just a buck each.
Oh, so you're feeling kind of smart.
Indubitably.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast. The simple joy of being smart. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back and forth game in the first half here at Wharton Fieldhouse as the Silver Streaks fell behind with Moline scoring the first 2 points from the free throw line with Drew Owens. He had 7 points in the first quarter. Galesburg came back, took a 3-2 lead. We had two lead changes and two ties in the first quarter, which ended with Galesburg up 16-13 through one quarter. It was back and forth in the second quarter with Moline and Galesburg exchanging the lead back and forth. We had four lead changes in the second quarter along with one tie. The Silver Streaks crept out to a 5-point lead, led by two at the half, 30-28. After Galesburg took the lead at 24-23, they had the lead the rest of the game. Moline could not get any closer than three the rest of the way, and that was, well, actually two at halftime, 30-28. Galesburg came out, scored the first 5 points of the third quarter to take a 7-point lead at 35-28. It was six at the end of three, 41-35. After Josh Larson hit a three at the beginning of the fourth quarter to cut the lead down to 41-38, the Silver Streaks scored 8 points in a row to take a 49-38 lead. Moline rallied back briefly to within five late in the game at 53-48. That was with about 2 minutes to go, but then the Silver Streaks scored 6 points in a row to go back up by 11 at 59-48 and ended up winning it by 10, 63-43. Galesburg now 4-2 on the season. 1-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. Moline's record even at 3-3 and 0-1 in conference play. Looks like Rock Island will win, beating Alleman at Augustana. And at last check, Quincy still led United Township in the fourth quarter. Galesburg sophomores lost tonight 60-42. Back to wrap things up from Wharton Fieldhouse after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
You could win presents from jewelry to furniture this holiday season in WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present Contest. If you choose two numbers and the presents match, you'll win that present. Our contest starts December 3rd on WGIL.
So many candidates for our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight. As the Silver Streaks win at Moline, 63-53. You can look back in that first half when the Silver Streaks took that lead, 24-23, right before halftime. Galesburg outscored the Maroons. Actually, Moline outscored Galesburg in the second quarter, 15-14. It was a real balanced scoring effort in the second quarter. Grant had five, Trevon three. It wasn't a big offensive second quarter. Gibson got things started very well for the Silver Streaks tonight with 13 of his 18 in the first quarter. Added 9 in the third and 11 in the fourth quarter. Silver Streaks were 8 of 9 from the free throw line in the second half. Trevon Diggins, Joe Williams played fabulous defense tonight. Ryan Carl had a real strong defensive effort. We don't want to overlook him. You won't see it in the stat book. He scored only 2 points and was 0 for 1 with the free throw line with 4 rebounds. So, you know, you look at the box score from that perspective, you don't think Ryan Carl did very much, but he had a huge game defensively here tonight. Lots of candidates tonight, Jim. But no one of those guys really just jumps out at me.
I thought maybe talk your.
I was trying to build the case for all of them. I guess I like Grant. 11 rebounds. He just played such a mature game tonight.
Yeah, he did, and he was able to. And with him out there, you never feel like if things are going bad, you feel like he's going to find an answer down on the other end at some point. And more so in the first half, I think he had some big answers. The second half, it was spread around. I mean, you mentioned he had 18 in the second half too, but it just seemed like we were playing a little more of spreading the floor a little bit better in the second half. So I don't know. You could give game ball or crunch time or whatever you want to deem it to certainly the three guards on defense, and especially Diggins. And like I said, if Joe Williams would have made the layup after he made the steal, it would have given us a 10-point lead with just over a minute left. I would have said, well, it's Joe. But after he missed that, then they came down quickly, hit a three, and instead of a 10-point lead, it went to 5, just bam. So that was the one that probably could have sealed the deal. But this is one of those games where you really can't point to that specific spot, and so I guess I would be more than happy to go along with Grant Gibson as Mr. Everything on offense, as just a sophomore up here at a tough place to shoot, but not for him, Wharton Fieldhouse.
No, and 38 points, 11 rebounds, 6 for 7 from the free throw line. And I'll give you one more, Jim, just in case there's any doubt. He was 4 for 7 from three-point range.
Yeah, you don't do that up here very often.
The rest of the team was 0 for 9 from behind the arc.
Wow, there's a slam dunk.
So,
I was thinking Joe didn't get one, huh?
Nope.
All right.
He had a couple of good looks at him, and one of them darn near went down. But so I guess we'll go with Grant.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're still in a situation, let's be honest, where we're doing a lot of things well and we're getting contributions from everybody for what they can do well. But if Grant Gibson has a night where he's not here, there's a chance we might score 20 points again. I mean, that's just the way it is. And hopefully we'll get some guys developed into more reliable scorers. But he makes us go, there's no question.
And tonight he really did it within the flow of everything. You and I talked probably more off the air after the Westinghouse game or the Limestone game last Saturday night that maybe at times he tried to do too much and tried to put the team on his shoulders when it really wasn't there for him to do it at the time. Such a strong step forward for him tonight in terms of, I mean, he really earned those 38 points, but at times he just made it look so easy. It was really within the flow of the game here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, early on he carried us. He had, what, the first 11 of our first 13 or
right.
13 of our first.
Scored 13 of the first 16 in the first quarter.
And at that point it was really evident that he was the whole show on offense. But then as the game went along, you're right, it just then we seemed to get other people involved and it became more of a team concept. But So, yeah, you could give him crunch time there, too, for keeping us in the game early on because we didn't have anything else offensively. So, I've got a feeling Grant will get it a few more times before this season is done and the following, too. He's an incredible young man as a sophomore.
And a really big step forward for this team maturity-wise to be able to come up here and win on the road. And we said there would be frustrating times like we saw losing the lead late last week against Limestone and Westinghouse both. But we also knew that there would be big steps forward, and I think we saw one here tonight. Rock Island wins at Augustana, defeating Alleman 74-39.
Ooh.
And still no final from the Quincy UT game, but looked like the Blue Devils probably had that one in hand. So it'll be Rocky, Quincy, and Galesburg at the top, with the Silver Streaks traveling to Quincy next Friday and back home against Rock Island the following Friday.
So we'll learn a lot before Christmas.
Sure will. But first up, Metamora tomorrow night. Galesburg girls battling Dunlap tomorrow afternoon, 1:10 for the pregame show here on WGIL with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Then Jim and I head to Metamora tomorrow night for a 7:06 pregame coverage against a Middle Illini team in non-conference action here on WGIL. Jim, thanks. Good night. We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll very well do it.
And our thanks to Nick Simpson at the downtown studios. Galesburg 1-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. Good night from Wharton Fieldhouse.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation. Broadcast.